I do love my Sleep Number bed. Here's the thing about beds. It's not like you're always out looking for a new one. But when you finally have to break down and get one, you're like, oh, like you need to get a good one. Because sleep is so important. And now that it's fall, and let's say you need a new bed. You got the kids going to school. You got work back in swing after summer vacation. It's time to be productive. And how are you going to be productive if you're not getting the right rest? The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side. It's the perfect bed for couples. Their newest beds are so smart, they actually sense your every move and automatically adjust. They have an adjustment for snoring. Does your bed do that? My Sleep Number setting is 30. My sleep IQ last night was in the 90s. Sleep Number beds cost about the same as traditional mattresses. They last twice as long, and over 90% of owners recommend them. Best of all, right now, the queen mattress start at $699.99. 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-NEXT-BED. Find one near you. Tell them you heard it on the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
A lot of people say having a dining room isn't important anymore. Like, half people they talk to said they don't even want a dining room. And some houses are just taking the dining room out because they're like, why do we even need it? Let's make it something else. Which is really funny because it sounds crazy to go, no dining room. But I'm going to tell you, in my life, I've used it occasionally, but I've never used it as a thing. Oh. It just sits there with a nice table. You know what's on my dining room? Some, like, 20 bare bones books that I haven't given away yet. My book that I wrote, and then like 10 free t-shirts I haven't given away. They've sat there for 3 months.
So it's like storage.
Basically, it's like, yeah. It's my dining room table is storage.
See, in my house, what's important to sit at the dining room and have dinner every night. So we use it every night. I don't like it necessarily, because especially when there's a game on, but we do use it.
You, the wife, and Eddie Jr. and Eddie Jr. Jr.
Yep.
Have the dining room.
Yep. And sometimes when something's important going on TV, we like eat in 5 minutes, but we still use it every night.
It's interesting. Well, so according to this, 52% of people said they don't even want a dining room in their home.
Wow.
So it's basically, Lunchbox, you and your wife ever use it?
No, it's just storage. I put the mail on there. I put boxes. I got papers, anything.
Isn't everything just storage at your house, though?
No, not the...
Good point.
Yeah, like couches.
No, not the couch. The couch is clear because that's where we got to eat dinner and that's where we got to watch TV.
Lamps.
So great.
Yeah.
Amy, dining room?
Oh, I'm keeping my dining room table. I want that thing. I love gathering around the table. My husband and I don't use it so much when it's just us. When our kids get here, we absolutely will. And when family comes, 100%. Like, I love sitting around the table.
All right.
Perfect,
there,
Amy.
There we have it. 2 for 2. We
split
hit the poll.
Right,
yeah.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This is it's a good one. I mean, this is an emotional one. You ready for this one?
Okay.
So, Amy Shaw was afraid she'd miss her daughter Allison's wedding because she'd been diagnosed with cancer. Allison's wedding is planned for November, and the doctors are like, we don't know, talking to the mom, if you'll be able to leave the hospital. We don't know what your condition's going to be. So, what the doctors and the nurses did, they got with the daughter, and they organized the whole wedding at the hospital without telling the mom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they work with local vendors.
That's
vendors hooked them up with a cake, decorations, and she was able to see her daughter get married in
That's
the hospital.
Special. You know how important that is to that mom, and that's super cool that everybody rallied to do that. Because that's a lot of people coming together.
That's at the Mayo Clinic.
Oh,
oh man, how about that? That's why this segment even exists. That's why we call it I See You.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond in California. Wildfires are still burning in Northern and Southern California. Officials say pay attention to evacuation orders in your area. They're very important. Also, we're now finding out the Las Vegas gunman used the hotel's freight elevator in the days leading up to the attack. And he fired special bullets meant to ignite when they hit those jet fuel tanks, hoping to cause an explosion, but they didn't. In sports, the U.S. men's soccer team lost 2-1, so they won't qualify for the World Cup for the first time since 1986.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Eddie said there's a guy that... Did you run into him, Eddie?
Yeah.
He said, I blocked him on Twitter, and he's asking to be unblocked. Yeah, where did you see this guy?
In Wichita, in Kansas. And he wasn't mad.
Yeah.
He just wanted to send you a message. He said, dude, I'm the guy to do it for you.
Let me sit. Came up to you and was like, hey, can I talk to you because Bobby blocked me on Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the
Bobby
message.
Bones. This is your boy, T-Dub plus four at Twitter or whatever it's called. Anyways, you blocked me. I'm pretty sure it was a mass confusion. So please unblock me. This is your boy. You even liked one of my Twitters tweets. Please unblock your boy.
Well done, T-Dub.
There we go.
What's the deal?
So he said that he didn't even really say anything. He thinks that you accidentally blocked him.
Oh, I probably blocked him for a reason.
So he specifically wants you to find T-Dub.
But T-Dub plus four?
What, yeah, on mean? Twitter. That's his handle, I guess.
Find it for me.
Okay, and you can unblock him, and it'll make his day, his year, whatever.
He's a huge fan.
Why you blocked him?
Oh, I'll block somebody in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Because I didn't sign up for social media to be harassed.
Right.
In any way. And if you make my day...
Zero tolerance.
If you make my day slightly more negative... And I didn't ask for it, then I'm out. Boop, block.
What?
Don't make me feel worse. I will block you.
So it's that simple.
Yeah, because I didn't sign up to be you beat on me. If I'm like, hey, I'd like an opinion on something, or if there's some sort of, hey, I didn't like that segment, then I'm ticked.
I don't think I've ever blocked anyone.
I block people like crazy.
Oh my
you know what
goodness.
I do too? I will mute someone too in a heartbeat, and then they'll never know. They'll never know. T-Dub plus four, that's his name?
Yeah, we'll find him right now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your positivity. Thank you for being here. Like, our goal is to make you feel better, to share good news. Let me hear you say good news.
Good news.
Thank you.
Tell me something good.
Amy, give me the good news.
Oh, man. This mom was on a train with her 5-year-old son, and he started to have a meltdown. Well, then a stranger stepped in, and they realized that this little boy had autism. He was just simply overwhelmed, completely acting out. But a stranger decided to snuggle up next to him, and the boy really took to the stranger and ended up falling asleep on the stranger, but the stranger was cool with it.
Hmm.
And then the mom snapped a photo of the little boy napping on the stranger. And it's
like,
just
I love the story because nothing bad happened. But if a stranger's coming up to my kid and he's trying to take a nap on him. Eddie, you got two kids?
Not going to happen. No way.
I'm okay. Glad this worked out.
It worked out fine. The mom was there overseeing it all. It was a 21-year-old kid, man, whatever. It's weird that now 21-year-old
I'd be like,
to me,
get up.
I'm like,
you're not
good. I'm glad the story happened. But man, if I'm a stranger, I hope strangers aren't listening to this right now going, I just go snuggle up to some kids and make them feel better.
Okay, to be fair, the man went over to sit down with them, and the boy snuggled up to him.
Okay.
And he just didn't stop it.
You can talk us into it all you want. Lunchbox, what you have?
Stephen Davis was born without a lower left arm, and so for years he tried to find a good prosthetic, and he never found one he liked. He finally got one, and now he's an inventor, and now he makes them for kids free of charge.
Oh, wow.
Because he wants them to be happy with their prosthetics, so he uses a 3D printer, and he has one. He relates to them, and he makes them.
I was watching this clip of this race. It was a car race, and they were racing Ford Fiestas. Now, for money, and they're racing around this track, and this guy's winning. And he's up about, what do I know about Ford Fiesta racing? But it looks like he went about half a lap. And there's a dog that comes out near the track, and he pulls his car over and grabs the dog and pulls up and then loses the race.
Wow.
Oh,
to save the dog.
That's cool.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Makes me want to really get into Ford Fiesta racing as a fan. Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Dierks Bentley visited one of the hospitals in Las Vegas that treated patients after the Route 91 incident there. He hung out for a while and even brought his guitar and performed. If you want to check it out, he posted some photos on his Instagram and thanked the staff for sharing their stories and their time. Super cool. He is at Dierks Bentley. Sam Hunt's Body Like a Backroad has been knocked off the top of the country singles chart after a record-breaking 34 straight weeks. It was taken down by Kane Brown and Lauren Elena and their song, What Ifs. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Fort Worth, Texas. A man went in to get some lunch, comes back out, and his car has been broken into. Someone stole his laptop and his bag, and he's like, man, I'm never going to find it. A couple hours later, he gets a text. Hey, what's the password to your computer?
Oh, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
Because his business card was in the bag. The woman that stole it texted him and wanted...
They got to be kidding me. Okay, so how does this end?
So then they just track the phone number, and they arrest her.
She texted him, like he's going to reply back, oh yeah, the password's sunset on a rainy day. capital S, capital R.
Oh, man. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Wow.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I meant to talk about this yesterday, but I took my dog to get his third chemo. And he got it, and he's done, he's feeling good, and he only gets 5, because that's all he can take. But they did an ultrasound, they did all that, and nothing is spread.
Yeah, I saw your video, and I thought that was... So it's doing its job.
Yes.
Which is
the good news
great.
Is, it's doing its job. His quality of life is fantastic. Lost a little weight, but his quality of life really is good. He got a lot of energy. The bad news is, he can only get 2 more. And then they have to stop, because it'll just break his body down. But a lot of people are asking about the dog. And everything's, right now, it's fantastic. Like, he's good. The chemo doesn't bother him. And I was told that. He said animals' bodies react differently because of what they consume and their systems are stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So, dogs don't lose their hair, you know?
Yeah.
Which is a thing. I wondered.
Well, there's different kinds. Even for humans, there's some that you don't lose hair and you do. But yeah, it's weird how for animals it's different.
So, a lot of listeners have been asking. And listeners are sending me stuff, which is very kind. And...
Well, he gets to keep living that lifestyle then. If, like, all that meat and cookies and
treats,
stuff. Yeah.
Treats galore.
Live it up.
He knows where they are, too. So if I even walk over to a part of my house, oh, he's right there. He's like, what do you got? And nothing, dude. Leave me alone. So now it's if I walk over there, I have to give him a treat. But it's good. So just letting everybody know, he's been to 3 chemos. He's got 2 left. I think the next one's on the 21st or the 30th. One of those weeks. They're like every 2.5 to 3 weeks or so. But I'm taking him out on the road next weekend. That
That's
was a thing. If
cool.
he made it through this third one, it hadn't spread. The cancer hadn't spread or anything. So we're going to take him out. I don't know how it's going to be on the bus. I've never had a dog on the bus.
It'll be awesome.
He's never
You're
been on the bus.
It.
He's going to be like, why am I trapped in this little thing? Why are we just sitting here?
Will he know?
No, of course dogs don't know they're in somewhere. I used to think my dog was stupid. I'd get in the elevator. Because I walk in when I lived in the condo. Walk in the elevator. Doors are shut. We just wait a few minutes. Doors open. We walk out. He'd be like, why don't we just go stand there and let the doors close and open? I thought my dog thought was pretty stupid. But that's the deal. Update complete. That's it. So,
good update.
Yeah, it was a very good update. He has it's a blood cancer, in case anyone's wondering. And people ask me all the time, so I like to put it out there. Thank you for asking, and thank you for saying all the nice things online.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, somebody on the show told me this. I'm going to keep it as a blind item because I don't want to get them in trouble. Amy, I'll let you tell it. Tell the in-law story.
Okay, so in-laws don't eat very healthy, and they tried to do the right thing to make create a healthy meal for someone coming over. And they made broccoli, and they were super excited about it, but they doused it in butter and Velveeta cheese. So then person is like, I got to eat it because they're being nice. But I mean, it definitely like made them sick because they just like don't eat that way. So the thought was there that they tried to be kind and eat it anyway. And they're like, how can they not get that butter, tons of butter and Velveeta cheese is not healthy?
So they don't like their in-laws' food.
Yeah. Okay. Right. It's all, multiple situations just like that.
Lauren in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. What do you think about this in-law story?
Good morning. So my in-law, she is a divorcee, and she is finally moving into her own house. And she keeps asking me for decorative style advice, and I don't like anything that she does in her house, and I feel so bad. And so I just have to choose the least ugly of all the options.
So she's picked out a lot of ugly stuff. You just go least ugly.
Right.
Oh, that's funny. Ah, thank you. Hey, appreciate you.
Oh. Awkward.
So what is it about your in-laws that drive you crazy? Let's go to Amber in Wilmington, North Carolina. Hey, Amber.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for calling. What do you want to say?
So I feel terrible saying it, but my family that I married into is from the South. I'm not. And every time that we go to leave, my father-in-law makes my daughter give her a kiss. Like, make her give him a kiss on the lips, and, like, she's so uncomfortable, and I feel so bad, but he'll be like, come and give me some sugar. Leaning back, but he, like, won't let her go until she gives him a kiss goodbye, and I don't know how to, like, say...
That's
so funny. That's funny. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
That's so funny. That's a good call. Lunchbox kisses his dad on the lips. Amber, did you know that?
No.
He does.
Absolutely. Kiss my mom, my dad. Yeah, no problem.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I think it's weird, too. But thank you for the call. Amy, you're up. Give me an in-law story.
My in-laws are great.
All right, there you go. Lunchbox, give me an in-law story.
Man, my mother-in-law just likes to make things awkward. I don't know if she's trying to flirt with me or what, but she said,
come on. Oh, my gosh. Everybody's trying to flirt
like,
with you.
She just says things like, the last time I was around her, she just randomly goes, I know you don't like me.
Like, oh, like a third grader would be like,
yeah, like, I don't know what you're talking. Like, she just makes things awkward.
Does she hit you to make you like her? Like, is
no,
like
she just goes, and then I was like, no, I like you. I don't know. And then later that day, I know you don't like me. It's cool.
What?
It's just like so things weird. Like that. That's what I'm saying. She does that all the like things like that make just awkward. And it's like, okay.
Oh. We got some more on the phones, too. We're going to grab some of these in a second. Hold on. We got a good one. Hold on.
Bobby Ball Show.
Talking about what's annoying about your in-laws. Hey, Josh in Tampa, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thanks for calling. What you got for me?
My in-laws are super sweet people, but they probably have the worst taste in food I've ever seen. Like, their taste buds are just broken.
Are they just old, though?
No, not all of them. Like, her brother is not that old, and I made homemade slow-smoked ribs, my own spice rub. At the end, I caramelized my own homemade barbecue sauce on the end, and they took them to the fridge, and they literally grabbed ketchup and mustard and slathered them all over them, and my heart broke a little bit.
Mm. Listen, just being the guy, objective guy, Josh, maybe your ribs aren't that good, bro. Oh.
What?
Oh, I know, I'm just saying, like, you can't hate the rib eater. You gotta hate
I might have to send you some. I don't know.
Okay, now we're talking, Josh. Yeah. Hey, anyway, I appreciate you for listening, buddy. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you guys.
See you, Josh. I'm just giving you a hard time, but it might be you. All right. Ashley in Muskegon, Michigan. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Bobby. Hey,
what's
everybody.
Happening?
Well, I have, this is just one of many in-law stories that I have. So my mother-in-law told me on our fifth wedding anniversary this July, she said the only good thing that came out of this marriage was my grandkids.
Oh!
Damn.
And the funny thing is we were young when we had our son, and then our daughter came a year and a half later. We had them both before we got married, so it makes it even better.
Oh, man. Well, listen, she may not, but I appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you, and I just bought your book, Bobby. I'm so excited to read it.
Thank you very much. It's a real treat, I tell you. That book's a real treat.
I can't wait.
All right. Hey, give me a review after you finish it. Call me back.
I will. Thanks, Bobby.
Bye-bye. Have a good day. Eddie, you got to go. You're the last one.
Oh, yeah, man. No, mine are great.
Are your in-laws?
No, they're awesome.
Eddie and I are both.
They are. No, they're great.
No, really, honestly, like mine.
So Amy and Eddie had nothing.
Zero.
Hey, Lunchbox, thanks for being honest.
Yeah,
that's why you're my boy.
Thank you.
That's why you're my boy.
Okay, what do you have to say about my in-laws?
Hey, just Lunchbox and Bobby's mics are up now. Anything you want to say, Lunchbox?
Man, it feels good to be so awesome.
It does.
Thanks for being my boy, Bobby.
Hey, it's my boy over there. Everybody's mics are up. I have last week's top TV shows real quick.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Number one and two, football. And a lot of football inside of this. So football wins again. But then you have Big Bang Theory, the first normal show. NCIS, more football after the post-game show. Like, what? Football dominates everything. And then This Is Us makes it at number seven. Here's what I don't like about This Is Us.
What?
Uh-oh.
I've only seen the first episode this season. But I was watching The Voice live because I knew Natalie Stovall was going to be on.
Yeah.
And I saw a spoiler for the one that I hadn't seen yet.
Oh, no.
That's why I don't watch live TV. You know what I mean? Like, they were, like, coming up on the new one. But I was like, I haven't seen the other one. What's up?
They don't do that on Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix, they don't do that. Have you started watching that show I told you to watch?
Not yet.
Don't.
No, what?
But do it.
No, I'm going to do it.
But you legit told me not to.
Yeah, because it's too sophomoric for you. It's called American Vandal. You'll be like, this is so dumb.
Okay.
It's a comedy. It's a spoof of Making a Murderer, but you're just trying to figure out who painted wieners on cars.
Oh, my God.
That
sounds awesome.
It's just not for you.
So sophomoric.
Yes. It's not.
Such a big word, Bones.
I know. What's up with that? Why wouldn't you say, like, I don't know, immature?
It's that. Any of those will work.
I know, but maybe it's because you're writing a book right now.
Sometimes, think that helps. Honestly, I'm telling you, when I'm reading more or I'm writing the second book, and I'm deep into the second book, it does help.
Uh-huh.
Make you say new things.
You hit those synonyms.
Because I start using the same word all the time.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, thesaurus.com. Like, I'm not going to act like I'm some literary genius, no. But I do have to switch it up. So I'm,
I know. I was writing a card to someone the other day, and I kept using the same word over and over, and I was like, time for some synonyms.
Did you go to thesaurus.com?
I went online, and I was like, oh, I found like four other great words.
Halloween warning, head lice may be waiting in the store costumes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I mean, of course, guys.
What? What do you mean, of course? Of course. You're buying it brand new.
Yeah.
No, like, people try on wigs and
it's
masks.
It's just like when you try on panties.
Huh? You do that?
Yeah, I do.
That's not a thing, is it?
But swimsuits, they make you wear underwear underneath it.
Yes, that's true.
Because it's new.
They don't make you. You should.
But what I'm saying, it's new. So you have, even though it's new, doesn't mean there still aren't gross people in it.
Mm-hmm, got it.
Oh, they put those masks on. Because I do it when I go to the Halloween store. I stick a mask on, no problem.
And there we go. That's where.
But that's, yeah.
That's where it comes from.
So, heads up. They're saying that they could be in the mask. They could be in the clothes. They see head lice cases spike. And even adults be like, got an itch. I got kicked out of class like at least 7 times as a kid for having head lice. And they were hardcore about it. They would come in. This is old school, right? They would come in with toothpicks and go, okay, we're going to do a head lice. And I was the dirty poor kid. There were a few of us, but I was in that class of you didn't have any money and I was dirty. And so they would go through your head with toothpicks and they would go, oh, we need to send Bobby out. And straight up, you'd just be told to leave the class.
So they were 0% discreet.
Oh, there was no discretion. They were just like, you need to go. And you go stand in the hall with the other lice kids. And so we would just hang out and we got sent home.
Your stories this make me like hurt for you as a kid. And I know that's not what you're looking for, but why did an adult think that is okay?
Yeah, don't hurt for me.
No, I don't. I know, but still, I cringe a little bit for you knowing that you went through that. And then thinking, why would they handle it in such a manner? Like, why wouldn't they be like, Bobby, you know, we need to see you over here for something.
That's not how it was back in the day. No participation ribbons, and if you got head lice, get out.
Damn, back in the day.
And then they said, here, Rick's, I think was what it was called. And they were like, here's
the medicine.
You need to go buy Rick's, Rick's, I think. And then until you get a note saying that you use it for 3 days, you can't get back to class.
Man.
It's brutal, man. Those are the days.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
You know, it's interesting, this Game of Thrones, it's not coming out for like 18 years, but still, they're not giving the cast the scripts at all.
What?
They're not, because they don't want anybody to know.
That's intense.
To avoid spoilers, Game of Thrones not even letting the actors see the scripts. They're not even to say where they're filming. Nothing. The series will likely be filming until the end of next summer. Strongly hinting that, like, 2018, maybe.
Okay, I have a really dumb question.
It's 6 episodes left. There's no dumb question.
Okay.
No. Just
dumb people that you ask the questions to. They're saying it'll have a satisfying ending. But the crazy thing to me was that the Game of Thrones show is they're not letting their actors see the scripts. Go ahead.
I thought that Game of Thrones is based on books.
They are.
So, like, I thought that the script is in the book.
Absolutely, they're based on books, except the show has now passed the books.
Wow.
The guy who wrote them, he just got tired, and they're still waiting on him to finish the books, and he hasn't finished the books. He's still alive.
And he's old, right?
Yeah, he's still alive.
So he could die with no book ending?
Could.
Oh, okay. Man.
But.
Thank you, that helps.
That's where people don't know what's going to happen, because, like, Walking Dead, you kind of know where the graphic novel goes, although they don't stay right on it.
Okay.
But Game of Thrones, they have no idea. Nerd alert, I know.
So the TV guy is making up his own ending?
I mean, I don't know who you call the TV guy.
Well, the guy that's doing the TV show.
The creative, they're doing the story.
So he's just making it up, so it could be different from the book.
Well, there is no book.
Well, if the book ever comes out.
Yeah.
Real talk, though. Game of Thrones, is it really that good?
Like, should we start it?
Yeah, real talk.
Like, nerd alert, let us know.
No, I would tell you not to start it, because I don't want to have to... it can't live up to the hype.
Oh.
Okay.
Now, I got into it with no hype. I love it. But it's too much hype. It will not live up to the hype.
Dang, everyone says it's so good.
It's so
people
good.
People love it. My wife loves it.
There's a reason that people love lots of things. And not just Game of Thrones. We had this conversation the other day about...
Star Wars.
Yeah. I've never seen Star Wars, but I guarantee you, that's a fantastic trilogy.
Yeah.
Series. There's more than three. So.
Yeah, six.
Now it's
7, 8.
6 a G. Yeah. I guarantee you it's really good. I just have never got into it because I've invested time. I know it's good. even though I've never seen it, because that many people wouldn't be that passionate about it if it wasn't.
Okay. Like, it took me forever to watch Friday Night Lights and Mad Men, both shows that people talked about forever saying they're so amazing. And then once I got in, I was like, those are my jams. Like, I love Mad Men. I love Friday Night Lights. Of course, it's been years, but I was definitely late to the party. So I feel like, should I do Game of Thrones?
The one for me that I have never seen, and it's old now, but everyone says it's fantastic, and I believe it is, I just haven't put the time in, is The Wire.
Oh, it's so good.
And so the problem is there's so many good new shows on now. But I only started watching This Is Us because everyone was like, it's so good. Because I was like, a network show about a family. I don't watch networks. I don't have a family. What am I going to like about that?
It's the opposite
but,
of what you...
But it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So there's something to whenever a whole lot of normal people like something that generally it's good. I would never recommend it, though. Because it's a lot of investment. It's so many characters.
Like, are you sad when it's over?
No, I'm kind of ready for it to be over. I'm tired. It makes me tired. Okay. It's a lot to keep up with.
Do you get sad when other people start it? Like, because you're jealous of that feeling of starting something?
No.
Oh,
that's deep, Amy.
No,
I felt that way when people started reading Hunger Games, and I'd already read it.
Yeah, but I read it before you. So
we read it together.
I read it before you.
Together.
And we got that 30-second skinny over there, which, let me be completely transparent about something. Sometimes they go over 30 seconds, right?
Every time.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Okay, I have a way that you can be in Lady Antebellum's new music video for their song called Army. They're recognizing the heroes in our country that serve our country. And if you have a hero in your life, you can submit photos or videos to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag MyArmyContest. And go to BobbyBones.com for all the details, but it could be super cool to end up in a Lady Antebellum music video.
What do they hashtag?
You need to hashtag MyArmyContest, but then you also have to tag a few things, so that's why I'm just saying go to BobbyBones.com if you're really interested, because I don't want to confuse you here. And we were just talking about Mad Men a second ago, which makes me think, okay, Jon Hamm.
To be fair, everybody didn't hear that segment because some of our stations don't carry the whole show.
What?
I know. So
I mean, I know that part, but that felt like everybody was listening. I felt the listeners.
But anyway, but just talk about Mad Men.
Anywho's the Don Draper from Mad Men, who's really Jon Hamm. He is dating Dakota Johnson, the 50 Shades of Grey girl. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
So he's 46. She's 28.
I got no problem with that age difference.
Yeah, I guess that's not that extreme.
Yeah, if you're over like 25 and you're female, you're already smarter than a 50-year-old man.
Wait, you have a problem with the 34-year-old, 19-year-old, but you don't have a problem with this? God.
Did I just not say
I don't understand how that's even possible.
19 is not over 25.
19's a teenager, and I just said if you're a 25-year-old female, I feel like you're developed enough and you're smarter than a 50-year-old man.
That's what you said.
I still don't understand why. Like, 19-year-old, they're legal age. Like,
okay, but just because something's legal, doesn't
I think
mean,
the 50-year-old's creepier than the 34-year-old.
With the 19-year-old.
Yes.
Okay.
Lunchbox is referring to Scott Disick and Sophia Richie.
That's who he's talking about, yes.
34-year-old and the 19-year-old.
Yikes. Which Lionel Richie is not happy about.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, new couple alert. That's all I had to say. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Does anyone feel like that's weird?
No.
Because I just think that women are emotional intelligence is so much more than men. And once you hit that point, you're good. She'd have been 22, probably different a bit. But she's good.
And Dakota's beautiful.
Yeah, but that shouldn't factor.
Oh, okay.
I'm not talking about that. All right.
She is.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
I was talking about my dog earlier, and Harry's had his third chemo. Nothing has spread. We feel like the chemo's keeping it down. He gets two more. Lost a little weight. He got sick last night. I think I just gave him too many pumpkin spice dog treats. Because he vomited everywhere. And he just doesn't vomit after. I don't know. I'm confused. I did take him out and let him ride in the Jeep yesterday, which forever I didn't do because I was afraid he's going to jump out because I don't have doors or sides on it. But I put the doors and top on because I let Morgan borrow it. Morgan number one. And he loves riding that Jeep. There's a picture on my Instagram of him just chilling in the old Sahara. Put a blanket down. He just rides shotgun. That dog and I, we used to go everywhere together for 9 years. If I went anywhere, he went with me, and he would just chill in the car. We were driving through a car wash once. So I have a dog, by the way. My dog is 14 years old. His name is Dusty. It's like the thing that I love most of my life. And he's sick now, and he only has a few months left to live. So it's difficult for me, but it's funny. I was driving around yesterday laughing because I remember going through a car wash and my windows would roll down in the middle. So if you take your right arm and put it where like that middle console is, my windows would roll down over there oddly in this car that I had. And so there were electric windows. And we were going through a car wash and and all of a sudden, the window started to roll down in the middle of the car wash, and hardcore water started spraying both inside the car. And I'm like, oh my goodness! Like, I'm getting flooded in the car. My dog had taken his paw and put it on the down windows,
yeah.
And all the windows came down right in the middle of the car wash. And I had to take it and, like, get it all, like, shot back down, and everything. I thought the car was ruined. It was like I thought it was like an iPhone. I had to, like we drove into rice. We drove into a big pile of rice. But yeah, you
those
know,
are good memories, man.
Yeah,
I was scared because all those high powered things started shooting me.
Yeah,
and I was like ah, and I couldn't figure out what was happening. And I looked over, and his paws on the windows, just staring at me.
That's funny.
He didn't even care. That's funny. Yeah, time now for I'm Never Gonna Get It. 80% of couples admit to going to bed at different times because one partner wants to do this. All right?
Okay.
80% of couples admit to going to bed at different time because they want to do something else while the partner sleeps. What is it? Okay? Think about that for 1 second. Okay?
Oh, boy.
Okay. Think about that.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones. Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right. 80% of couples admit to going to bed at a different time because one of them wants to do this. Amy, take your guess now.
Eat.
Oh, just eat.
That's like, intense.
Sneaky.
Yeah, sneaky snacks.
Sneaky.
Yeah. Eat more.
Does your husband do that because you don't let him eat?
No, we go to bed at the same time.
Yeah, but then he probably stays awake, right?
Oh, and like eats. He gets back up?
He sneaks out. Nah, Lunchbox?
That's easy. Read.
Oh, read.
Oh,
oh
no.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Dang it. What?
Yeah. Eddie?
Watch a TV show. Hit me.
Oh. That's too easy. That's too obvious.
Never gonna get it. Never gonna get it. I'm gonna take one caller after this, see if they get it, and then we'll do Amy's Morning Corny. One of the couple goes, you go to bed. I'm gonna stay awake and do this. The never going to get it, 80% of couples say, well, we go to bed at different times because one of us does this. Allison in Ohio, you get one shot. Go ahead.
Okay, so can I change my answer because I called in and said something else, but Eddie said watch TV.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't care. You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
As long as you didn't Google it. Promise me.
Say, no, I didn't.
Repeat, repeat after me.
Okay.
No, repeat after me. Allison, repeat after me. Allison?
Allison.
Well, did not Google answer.
Did not Google an answer.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Eat?
Amy said that.
Okay, yeah. I got it.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't hear her.
Yeah, I know. Lunchbox?
Social media. Hang out on social media.
No, the answer is shop online. Nobody wins.
Oh, so that's women.
Yeah, that's it.
That's women.
There you go.
The Morning Corny.
Who does a mummy take on a date?
Who does a mummy take on a date?
Oh, any old girl he can dig up.
That was the Morning Corny.
Excellent delivery.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
You're getting applause. When you get laughs and applause, that's the best. Excellent delivery this morning. Wow. And the theme for Halloween.
I'm making
it. Wow. I played the Bluebird Cafe last night, which is, if you come to Nashville, it's hard to get in. But you say you'd make a reservation early because they don't sell tickets. But it's the place where songwriters go. It's, to me, there are like three levels of the big three. It's the Bluebird, it's the Ryman, it's the Opry. And the Bluebird is such a songwriter's place where even I go in and I'm like, wow, this is crazy. And I'm jaded because I get to do everything. I'll be honest with you, I'm jaded. I get to do everything cool now. And even I go in and I'm like, wow, you sit in this little room. It's like a Nashville TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit in the room and if you're just sitting there, four people, you have a microphone in front of you and everybody's just sitting around you. It's like you're in a living room playing. And I would advise you to Google it if you want to, but it's like super historical. And so last night at the Bluebird, it's me and Dustin Lynch and John Party and Nikita Carman and Brandon Ray. We're going around. I just wanted to play some clips. So I can do me a little bit because I mean, what songs do I have? We have the Raging Idiot songs. I got some comedy. I played like stand-up comedy, like Uber Driver. I don't think I ever played that. I play When I Grow Up, our kid song.
When I grow up, 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 I can be whatever I want, 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 you'll see.
As you can see, the crowd was feeling it. So
they're clapping along.
They were. It was fun. That's cool. It was a fun group. And so then Dustin Lynch played, and here's Cowboys and Angel. And this is, by the way, Cowboys and Angels. This is from my phone. So I'm just recording it as, I'm just like, I'm the nerd who's got my phone up, because I'm a nerd.
Side by side, the cloud of dust, rain light.
And then John Party plays his new single.
About anything you want, long as she ain't. It's been at least a month since I've had any fun, buddy, I'll admit it.
I mean, it's so good.
Good.
Then Nikita Carman played, and she played a song called Curfew.
Confused, cause you always say goodbye too soon, like love has a curfew.
And then Brandon Ray played it.
Ooh, I'm done with small talking. Dancing all around you and we know we both want it.
It was crazy. And it got to the point where I know my place, and my place isn't as good as them.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm going to sit this one out, like toward the end.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm there to be funny. That's it. And I played little goofy songs. But it was a lot of fun. And it's just so weird. Like, I go into these places, and it takes those, I'm like, wow. Like, when I play the Opry, I'm always like, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And last night was one of those nights. It was really cool.
It
was
amazing.
Late. It was late. I didn't get home till late.
You're doing pretty good for being out late.
I'm nailing it today.
Yeah.
I don't say so myself. There's the Luke Combs song, When It Rains, It Pours. He won $100 with a scratch-off.
And I want $100 on a scratch-off ticket.
If you won $100 today and a scratch-off ticket, what would you do with $100 today? Lunchbox.
That's easy. Reinvest.
Oh, you buy more scratch-offs.
Yeah, buy more scratch-offs. That's what it's meant to do.
So if you won $100, you would buy more scratch-offs.
Yes, yeah. Hoping to hit it big, because $100 is nice, but $50,000 or $1 million or $25,000 a year for life, that's even better.
There it is.
And I want $100 on a scratch-off ticket.
Amy, you want $100 on a scratch-off ticket today?
There's this vegan jacket at Free People.
There's a vegan jacket? You can eat it?
No, oh, that's cool. It's not real leather.
So if you get hungry and you're not that cold, you just eat the sleeve?
No, it's pleather.
Oh, okay.
Get it? So it's like also way cheaper. It actually is like just under $100. $98, I think. I'd go buy that.
And I want $100 on a scratch-off ticket.
Eddie, you want $100 on a scratch-off ticket. What do you do with it?
I would love to buy like some cool sunglasses, but let's be real. I'm just going to go to Chuck E. Cheese and throw $100 on that.
So the kids can go.
Pizza, games, probably a pitcher of beer for daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want $100 on a scratch-off ticket.
I'm going to buy a pair of shorts, these Nike Elite shorts. They're pretty expensive workout shorts, but they're like $70. They're awesome.
What makes them so elite?
Nike Elite.
Because I believe they're called Elite. Just the texture and the fit. Like, I have one pair, and I'm like, I got to buy more. Someone gifted me a pair, and I love them, and I'm just too lazy to buy them.
Oh, yeah, they look cool, too.
Yeah, it's like...
Whoa.
I box in them, and they don't chafe my buttocks, which is awesome. So that's what I would do.
And I want $100 on a scratch-off ticket. Bought 2 12 packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time on...
So Luke Combs just does weather songs, huh?
Yeah, he's the weather guy. Do you know what his next single is going to be?
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. So the first one was a hurricane.
Uh-huh.
And this one's When It Rains, It Pours.
Yeah. If he's not careful, he's going to be the weather guy.
Okay.
So what's his next single? Partly Cloudy with a Chance of Love.
Is it really?
No, I have no idea.
Oh.
Eddie and I were having this conversation.
Fake news, y'all.
No. Here's the thing. Eddie was the person who said this about Luke Combs' songs, and then I said Partly Cloudy with a Chance of Heartbreak.
Yeah, so
we totally just shifted each other.
That's how we
work. And I want $100 on a scratch-off. 12 packs.
What do you think his next single's going to be, Bones?
I thought it was going to be Cloudy with a Chance of Love or whatever you said.
Oh, yeah?
Partly Cloudy.
No, I would say High Humidity on the Dance Floor. I'm hoping.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's Fog on a Sunday Morning.
Dang.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
And I want $100 on a scratch.
Was that not good?
Lanco did a song. They did, so they're Slow Hands from Niall Horan.
Yeah, I want you, baby, slow.
It's like the number one pop song. And Lanco did a version, which is really cool.
Yeah, I want you, baby, slow hands. Like sweat dripping down a dirty laundry.
We'll put that at bobbybones.com. And Lanco, you may know from this song. This is their single right now.
Cause I was gonna be your forever. You gonna be my wife. We did.
Go over to bobbybones.com. You can check that out. It's Slow Hands from Lanco, but this is a real song. It's good.
That's what you wanted. You what needed. We can meet in between. We were gonna be the greatest love story this town has ever seen.
Gather around the iPhone. I'm about to bring to you the eighth wonder of the world. He's got hair in spots I've never seen before. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the weight guesser. Lunchbox, everybody.
Woo!
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
Katie in Arkansas.
Woo! Hello.
Hey, step right up, Katie. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Morrilton, Arkansas.
Ah, know it well. How about this? Lunchbox will guess your weight within 5 pounds, and if he doesn't, I'll give you a prize, okay?
All right.
So, he only has a few seconds to ask you questions, and if he asks you anything like how much do you weigh, don't answer that question, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Here we go. Lunchbox, you're on.
What is her name?
Katie.
Katie, what type of shoes do you wear to work?
Comfy shoes.
How many hours a day do you sit down?
Probably about... 5.
How tall are you?
5'3".
And your
time is up. I'm sorry. You need to guess her weight within 5 pounds.
That's easy. Comfy shoes. She chills. She only weighs about 130.
130. At what do you weigh?
133.
Oh! Whoa! One down.
One down. Hey, Katie, I hope you have a great day in those comfy shoes at work.
Dang! All right, let's bring on Deanna in New York. Hi, Deanna.
Deanna.
3, 2, 1. Goodbye. Oh, we lost her.
Oh, all right. Man, that was a good one, too.
How
I
about
like her.
Hannah in Cedar Rapids?
Hi.
Hi, good Hannah. Morning. Thank you for calling. Would you like to play Lunchbox Guesses Your Weight?
Yes, please.
All right, go ahead.
All right. What kind of soap do you use in the shower?
For body soap, I use Dove.
And what's your favorite candy bar?
I'm going to say Butterfingers.
How many times do you get on a scale per week?
Every day.
What is your
time?
Job?
So you have to guess her weight within 5 pounds. It's Hannah in Cedar Rapids.
She likes the Butterfinger,
yeah.
But she's still worried about her weight because she gets on the scale every single day.
Go ahead.
She can't weigh more than 114.
114. What do you weigh, Hannah?
I'm 113.
Yeah! 113 is not more than 114, just like I said. Woo!
Okay.
Just like you said.
Wow.
Yeah!
Wow. Let me grab one more.
Man, Hannah, have a great day.
Chrissy in the Loo. What up, Chrissy?
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm really good. Have we ever spoken before?
No, we haven't.
Okay, just making sure so people don't think I'm putting on a bunch of like cousins or something. Lunchbox, go ahead.
What is your favorite fast food restaurant?
Taco Bell.
Who is your favorite country artist?
Kenny Chesney.
And your favorite movie of all time?
Across the Universe.
How old are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Time's out. All right, Lunchbox, her name's Chrissy from St. Louis.
Listen, if she likes Kenny Chesney, she likes the Beast. You got to keep in shape. 127.
127. Chrissy, what do you weigh?
125.
Yeah!
Oh, my goodness.
He's 3 for 10. He's 3 for 10.
Good, dude. 3 for 3. you know, there's something to say about this guy who, he goes in, gets a bunch of food, gets a bunch of alcohol, didn't want to pay his tab, so he called in a bomb threat.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, bet he didn't have to pay.
No.
Oh, we're going to pay way more than that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's facing charges after he made up a bomb threat to get out of paying his ticket. The 40-year-old is charged with threats to use weapons of mass destruction, false identification to police, and escape. They saw him try to run out of the bar. He ended up getting someone else to pay the bill, but they found out he called in the bomb threat.
Oh, man.
Gosh. What? What are you going to say?
It was going
on. What's wrong with people?
Yeah, what's,
I mean,
I know what's wrong with him. He's drunk and hungry and have any money. Mr. Bobby Bones. We're just testing this segment right now. It's in pilot phase. But there's always a story that's getting passed around the internet that's for sure fake news. And Lunchbox shares it in a segment he calls
Lunchbox's fake news story of the day.
In a very smart move, DC has allowed smaller cars can now go the wrong way down a one-way street if no one's coming.
Wait a minute. I swear to you, I saw this and thought it was real.
To cut down on traffic. No, this is real.
Like,
that's
like
what I'm telling
cars?
You.
Cars?
No.
No, like smaller cars. You can't take like a, you know, a bus or something like that, but like a two-door.
Where did you see this? Because I saw it and I thought it was a real story.
No, it is a real story. And that's what I'm saying. If they look and there's no car coming to cut down on traffic because DC traffic is so bad.
Who gave them this story? Because I don't think...
You think it's real?
I saw...
Oh, my gosh.
I saw, this is my confusion. He knows it's fake, and he's just always like, oh, it's real.
Yeah.
But I saw it and really thought this was real. Where did you get this? What's your source?
I don't have it on me, but I can look. I can tell you. But they said next week they're going to take a vote on whether or not to let school buses go the wrong way to get them to school
okay,
faster.
Okay, so that's fake, but does it...
This is real, though.
No, it's not. Stop goodness. Saying it's real. You know it's not real.
Why would I bring you fake news?
Because this segment's called the fake news story.
Have y'all ever done that? Fake.
Yes, I've driven the wrong way before.
But I mean, on purpose.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
No, yes. I've done it on accident, yes. And the person's waving at me going, you're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh. And then I'm pulling to a driveway real quick.
It's a bad feeling.
Yeah.
Good move by DC.
That's a fake news. If you see it, don't be fooled like me.
That was fake news.
Fake news.
This segment makes me laugh, but it's sad.
Why?
Like, we're really not going to know what to believe anymore.
We already don't.
You have to stop acting like you know, you think it's real, because you know it's fake. That's why you brought it in.
Yeah, at the top of your paper is this fake news.
And there's imaging that says fake news.
So
fake
you got to stop selling. We know it's fake, but the whole point is this is
no,
a story.
No, the whole point is to sell it.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
No, the point of it is to let people know they may see the story, but it's fake.
So, Bobby, give an example. How should he deliver that?
See, I think you guys are seeing the wrong angle. I think I'm selling it because I believe it's true, and you guys don't believe
but
it.
You don't believe it's true. I'm not arguing. Stop.
That was fake news.
I mean, would you rather me just go, hey, guys?
No, but the point is, this is a story that people are believing, and you read it like a real newscaster, and then we end it with the jingle out.
I thought I am reading it like a newscaster.
No, but you're trying to convince us it's real at the same time.
See, this is
and
proof that it's still in progress.
He does convince me. Like, I'm still convinced that elementary school serving Starbucks.
No, don't, though, because, again...
That's in upstate New York, though.
That was fake news.
And the kids, yeah.
Experts say you don't have to wash your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher.
For real, though, or fake news?
Now, no, real
depends realness. On how good your dishwasher is.
I don't do fake news.
Okay.
After studying bacteria and how your dishwasher eliminates it, they've concluded you don't need to rinse your dishes before you put them in. Load your dirty dishes straight in because modern dishwashers, made in the last 5 to 7 years, are designed to tackle even the most cooked on, caked on bacteria.
Love food. It.
Okay.
So, love it. That makes...
No, that's not fake news. Stop.
I don't buy it.
That's a problem with... America right now. The fake news runs the real news.
It's a big problem.
Yes. Where do I start? Because what happened was... So Keith Urban calls. And I'm friends with Keith Urban. I like Keith Urban. And I was like, I wonder why Keith Urban's calling. And he announces to us that we won the CMA for Best Morning Show. And I didn't know what the call was for, so we were surprised. This was the call.
I think it's time that you guys hear something good, and also that your listeners should know they have impeccable taste, because they are listening to CMA Broadcast winner for National Personality of the Year.
Who, us?
What?
Wait, who?
Yes.
Oh,
congratulations.
You have to spell things out for us. So, are you saying we won?
You guys are the winners of the CMA
goodness.
Broadcast
wow.
National Personality of the Year.
So that was crazy. And then Keith's sitting at a piano because he starts playing the piano behind it. And so never want to let an opportunity go by. I was like, hey, Keith, while you're there, why don't you play a little something on your phone, on your piano from your house? Here's Keith Urban doing Blue Ain't Your Color from home through his cell phone.
Blue.
So, by the way, he has a cell phone in one hand and he's playing with the other hand.
Amazing.
It's crazy.
And then I'm like, let's play Stump Keith Urban. So I'm thinking, I say, hey, play Where the Blacktop Ends because, you know, that's a pretty upbeat song, heavy guitar. And he goes, okay.
Gonna kick out the shoes and run as that beat through the grass and the dirt and the gravel on me. Moving back to the where gonna visit on the rest of the beat my soul. With the black.
That's awesome! Yeah! Yeah! That was crazy.
How do you do that with one hand?
So we won, which is awesome, and then Keith Urban plays for us. But what happened was they had to go around for quotes. And so they did a press release, so they would ask people for quotes. I was handed this. The company wanted quotes from Lunchbox, Amy, and Bobby about the big win. This is from Morgan, number one, our producer, but I couldn't put any of Lunchbox's in. Here are quotes of Lunchbox's that he thought would be appropriate. Quote number one, all I do is win. Lunchbox.
Oh, my gosh.
I like that.
Quote number two, this is the second most exciting day of my life, first being crowned prom king.
Oh, boy.
There were some other ones, but they're just not in good taste.
But do you expect Lunchbox to say anything else?
What do you mean? I thought I gave her some good ones. I gave her like six quotes.
The problem is that you're not going to make it if you say something crazy. Oh, yeah, you gave her more. He says, they all say it's lonely on top, but I just want to let them know I'm having a great time up here.
That's funny.
That is kind of funny.
It's funny, but
yeah,
it's so – this. Let's see here. I mean, you don't want to know the other ones.
Why?
Time to bow down and show to respect to the best in the business.
Yeah, no. Wow, that's hardcore.
And there's a worse one.
Oh, there's worse than that?
Yes.
You think those are bad?
Yeah, they would never put these in there. I feel bad for the other shows who have to tell their families they're losers.
What? You said that?
None of those go in the best.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, those were all suggested and those all get nicked. I didn't even know about it. But
I thought they were pretty good.
Lunch.
Hey, can you imagine our company sending that out?
I feel bad for the other families of tell people they're losers.
We've been losers every year. That's
not this year.
That was funny. Lunchbox's quotes that didn't make it. There you go.
Goodness.
Can I play something fun for you?
Of course.
So I played around at the Bluebird last night, and the Bluebird's an awesome place where songwriters in Nashville go. I mean, it's a very sacred place, and there are four people there. It was Dustin Lynch, John Party, myself, and Nikita Carmen. And I put this on Instagram. I want you to watch it. This is John Party, and he's just it's amazing. And I'm just doing it on Instagram, and here's the video. Sitting like a foot from me, and we're all singing background vocals to everybody's songs. Like, it was a lot of fun. And so he played his new single too, which, by the way, may be my favorite song on his album. And so this is She Ain't It.
About anything you want, long as she ain't.
Have you heard this song?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't listened to the whole album enough, because it is awesome. So John Party, this is
long as she ain't in it.
That's like, yeah, it's all. Hey, I'm going to play She Ain't In It. It almost sounds like I'm saying a bad word. Let me slow down.
She Ain't In
she
It.
She Ain't In It. Yeah. This is John Party. She Ain't In It. Who slid seashells by the seashore?
Yeah. Appreciate your call.
means a lot and all. Yeah, I got a minute. You and me can talk about anything you want, long as she ain't. Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Let me ask you a question. This is weird, and I think you'll probably go, oh, once it sets in. Is there anybody that you follow on Instagram and then you feel like you're probably way better friends with than you're, but you're really not? Like, you just see them and you watch them and you're like, you feel like you know them better than you do.
Yeah.
And you kind of wish you did. Like, is there anyone like that?
Yeah.
Who for you?
Oh, me. I'm super close with Karen Fairchild.
There you go.
Yeah, we talk all the time. Like,
from Little Big Town,
Karen. On comments. Or in stories, you know?
Yeah.
Like, or likes. We have a really good relationship.
Is there anybody in Lunchbox that you watch? You don't follow anybody.
No, but my wife.
Lunchbox follows zero people on Instagram. Yeah.
She follows Carly from The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And she thinks they are best friends. She's never met the woman in her life. And she's like, oh my gosh, Carly was doing it. And I'm like, you've never met her. You've never talked to her. She's like, but we would be best. And she talks to me all about her life. She thinks they are best friends. And she lives here and she lives in Nashville. And she's like, one day, watch, we're going to be friends because I follow her on Instagram and our personalities are the same.
Isn't that amazing? Because I'll tell you mine in a second. But here, you can call us if you have one where you follow somebody and you're like, oh, like I have this bond with them. They don't even know it. The number is 877-77-BOBBY. That's phone number. Eddie, anybody that you follow?
Not really. If I had to pick one, it'd be like Chris Jansen. Like, I feel like I'm on the road with him every weekend because he posts come a out, lot yeah. on the road.
And he doesn't come off the road.
That's right.
Yeah. Mine is Jaren Johnson from Cadillac 3. Like, his kid, Jude the Dude, like, I know the whole story.
Jude the Dude's his kid's name?
Yeah. And Jude, he just had a baby. And he's lived, like, two lives, the rock and roll life and the dad life.
Yeah.
And so it's like... We didn't get drunk last night. And I know Jaren, but I don't know him as well as I feel like I do from Instagram. Like, I feel like we're best friends. That's lead singer of the Cadillac 3. And yeah, I'm like, oh, dude, I took a picture today. Like, I talk back to her sometimes too. And like, yeah. Morgan, number two, do you have anybody that you, because you're the young demo. What do you got over there? Johnny Kardashian?
No. Honestly, I think like my number one would probably be like, honestly, Amy. I followed her before.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, oh, we'd totally get along if we hung out before. Like, just following her through socials and working.
And do you get along?
Yeah, we get along.
There you go. There it is.
Yay,
it is.
So
that's what happened. Yeah. Cassidy, who do you follow on Instagram where you feel like you know them better than you really do? Cassidy, I know you're there.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, sorry.
Go ahead.
I follow Lauren Akins on Instagram, and I swear we are best friends.
Oh, Thomas Rhett's wife.
Yes, Thomas Rhett's wife.
They do a good job. Like, Thomas, they do a good job of being, like, personal on there. That's good. That's a good one. Thank you for the call. It's all coming back now. In Phoenix City, Alabama, who are you following that you're like, oh, I feel like I'm their friend?
Oh my goodness, all of you guys. I feel like you're my best friend, Amy's my best friend, Eddie. It's kind of weird, like I know everything about your life.
Well, I appreciate that. Cool. Not Lunchbox though. Yeah. Drunk last night. Whoa, what's so wrong? We had to make it so right. Let's get killer on this home.
Drunk last night. Whoa, what's so wrong? We had to make
of our Instagrams are up on BobbyBones.com. You follow the Jaren?
The Jaren right now.
His name's the Jaren.
The Jaren.
And that song's a jam too, right? Like, let's be serious for a second. Yeah, okay. So what I'm going to do, this game's tough. I just give you a word, and you have to be able to sing a line, a famous line of a song with the word. Okay? And you have, like, you know, 5 to 7 seconds to figure out the song. Are you ready? And
yeah.
You'll go first, okay? Your word is, and you have just, again, 5 seconds, 7 seconds.
Okay.
Your word is a green. Now I need you to sing a song.
Take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Make it go slow or make it go faster.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good job, Amy.
Good job, Amy. Welcome to the game.
Wait for the cue. Okay? Oh. We're figuring out the game as we go here.
Okay.
All right. All right, Lunchbox, you're up.
Yeah.
Your word is truck. Think about that.
Okay.
What song can you sing with the word truck in it? In 3, 2.
Oh, truck, yeah! Truck, yeah!
Alex said that.
No, I was waiting for his cue. He said 3, 2, and then he didn't say 1.
And then I turned the music down. All right?
Okay.
Eddie, ready?
Let's go.
Your word to sing a song with is dance.
Life's a dance.
Wait for your cue. Dance. You just scolded him.
Yes.
Okay, you've been warned. Yellow card.
Ooh.
Just like the U.S. getting the World Cup.
Waiting for my cue.
Oh.
All right. Eddie, go ahead.
Life's a dance. You learn as you go. Sometimes you lead. Sometimes you follow. Everybody.
All right, good. There it is.
Okay.
Now it's getting heated.
We got to have some uniform here. Wait
yes.
till your cue.
Wait okay? for the cue.
Come on, Eddie. You're almost out of the game.
Goodness.
Even warned, Eddie.
Yes, yellow card. Right. Got it.
Yellow card.
Yeah.
Because it was missed, like the U.S. will not be getting in the World Cup.
Okay.
Oh, had to bring that up.
That stunk, huh?
Gosh. Terrible.
Amy, your word is boy. B-O-Y, boy. And go.
You got the boy, and I got the man.
Oh, wow. Jana Kramer.
Wow.
Jana Kramer. Yeah, that's
Woo!
It. Yeah. Whatever that song was. What was that song?
You got the boy, I think.
I got the boy.
I think it's I got the boy, you got the man.
No, she's saying I got the man.
No.
I think
Lunchbox is going to be right.
No. Because
it's like I got the boy and you got the man.
Yeah. Not you got the boy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
You've been eliminated.
Oh, my goodness.
It's called I Got the Boy is the name of the song.
That's right.
Lunchbox beat Amy in a music.
Unbelievable.
He challenged her and won. Wow.
Man, oh,
all
yeah.
right, Amy, you're eliminated. Lunchbox, are you ready?
Oh, hold on. I'm ready.
I need you to sing a song with the word heart in it, okay?
Okay.
I need you to sing a song with the word heart in it. Think about it. Heart. All right, go ahead.
My heart will go on.
Bad melody, but I'll accept it. Celine Dion, my heart will go on. I'll accept that.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Come on.
Your song is Kiss. Now, like a smooch, like a kiss, all right? Your song is Kiss. Can you sing a song with the word kiss in it? And go.
Kiss me, dumb out the beer and barley.
Sixpence on the richer kiss me.
Oh, man. That's good.
It's funny you think it's beer and barley.
It's not.
It's bearded barley.
Oh. that was beer, oats, barley.
He got the context of his word right.
Just checking.
Yeah. Amy, don't hate the player.
Amy, you have a warning off the field.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the coach warning.
You're going to be sent to the locker room.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay.
Oh. What do you guys really do?
Lunchbox.
Yeah, I do.
Your word is boots. Okay, boots. You have 5 seconds. Boots.
It has to be plural?
Boots.
Okay.
And go.
I got dirt on my boots. It's John Party. I don't know how to do it. Dirt on the boots. You know? Dirt on my boots.
I accept it. Dirt on my boots. I got a little dirt on my boots. Okay. I accept it.
Because I didn't know if Boots Scootin' Boogie would have been, because it doesn't say boots.
Okay, Eddie.
Like you just ignored him.
Your word is burn.
Burn.
Burn. You have 5 seconds. You need a song with the word burn in it. All right, go ahead.
And it burn, burn, burn.
Ring of fire.
That ring of fire.
All right, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Your word is girl. You have 5 seconds.
Take Tommy Thompson.
You've been warned because you didn't take
you
the full
said go.
5 seconds.
Yellow card. You said go.
And go.
Take Tommy Thompson. Take my best friend, Bo. Don't take the girl as long as she don't go.
I mean, you're just butchering these
what
songs.
What was the word?
Girl.
Yeah. Girl. Good don't job. Take the girl. I had to get to don't take the girl part.
I got you.
Eddie, your word is broke. B-R-O-K-E. You have 5 seconds to sing the word broke. Broke. All right, Eddie, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
I'm broke. Like a spoke.
Nah.
Oh, all yeah. I do is oh, win, yeah. Win, win, win.
You win the music game.
How did this happen?
Cheated.
You're now limited to the next game.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Red card. Oh, red
fine.
Card.
Okay.
Red card.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Show.
Miley Cyrus did Carpool Karaoke. Something about Miley makes me like her more and more. Like, she's becoming really warm and like fun to listen to.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is or what they did with her change. She seems like.
They?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, because
like
she was really
thing?
Hated for a long time. Like,
I,
oh,
I never hated her.
No. Like, as a parent, I think it was a deal where, like, no, our kids will not be.
Of course, she was, because the parents were used to Hannah Montana, and then she's like on stage with
yeah,
the animals,
like half
doing
naked
things.
And stuff.
Yeah.
But now I think she's like grown up a bit.
Yeah.
Like I hear her talk, and I watch the interview with her, and I was like, man, like I kind of like Miley. Not that I never disliked her.
Right.
But so here she is on Carpool Karaoke.
And we can't stop.
James Corden, just shut up.
Oh.
There's a you reason. Can't even hear Miley.
And she, by the way, is a fantastic singer.
Yeah.
If you ever just hear her sing, yeah. Here.
Yeah, yeah. There's always going to be another mountain. I'm always going to want to make it move.
The thing about James Corden is he really was a Broadway singer. Like, he's a fantastic singer. But he should just do a little bit and then bow out.
Yeah. He was on Broadway, like, in,
I believe so, yeah.
In shows.
Yeah, and he sang
Stop.
Theater in London. Yeah. Super talented guy. Here's a guy who tries to jump a canal in his car. Did you guys see this?
Oh, I no. like this guy.
Yeah, this guy's awesome.
Evel Knievel.
Misbehaving or under the influence of alcohol or drug related.
All right.
I don't know if they're using this street as a main route for them.
He didn't make it. That's when he got in trouble.
So that's the end result.
Yeah.
He didn't make it.
Yeah. You want to hear people doing the news and people keep jumping them and scaring them like the Halloween news bloopers? Like
yes.
Reporters are like, I'm here reporting for people who are just scaring them the whole time.
Reporting live. Reporting live. I'm dropping it.
Tonight on Two News at 10.
Oh my God. And look who just jumped out at me, Robin.
Freddy Krueger.
Oh,
oh, God.
Oh, God. Christy, are you okay?
Oh, I'm good.
Is she okay? Is she there?
See, we know it's going to happen every year, but every year we get her.
I thought that was funny, right?
Should Lunchbox go do that?
No. To news people, no. They don't know
him. He can't do that.
Oh. He just runs up to him. Naked.
Ew.
Hey!
No.
I mean, that's the scariest thing he could do.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like a big panda bear running at you. Like a big brown-haired panda bear. Covered in hair.
Ew.
That's gross.
It's gross.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Was at the Bluebird last night, we were leaving, and I was meeting a lot of listeners, and someone came and asked about your kids, and I was like, yeah, Amy's going to Haiti this weekend to see your kids.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, does she have them yet? She's been traveling. And first, I was like, first, there's iHeartRadio. You can find the iHeartCountry channel and listen as you travel.
Oh,
I was like, I didn't know that.
Genius.
Like, second, she does not have her kids yet.
No.
That, which is why you're going, but you're not going to bring them back.
No, I'm just going to visit them.
And you told them.
I've told them. So, yeah, we FaceTimed with them. My husband and I FaceTimed and explained that I was going to be coming, but it's not the trip. I'm going with some girlfriends. Like, my husband's not going. So I think that'll help them better understand, because I think if they saw both of us, they'd be like, okay, it's probably time. We were like, no, this is just a trip. We're coming to hang out with y'all.
Your husband's not going?
No, me and two girlfriends.
Oh, so it's like a bachelorette party.
Yes. Wow. With the kids.
Man, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Haitian vacation.
Haitian vacation. That's hashtag.
Yeah, hashtag Haitian vacation. Well, I hope it goes awesome. Fine. And I hope they're okay. Because I know last time you left is tough.
Oh, my goodness. Last time I left, it was so hard that we vowed to not go back until we were ready to pick them up. But that's obviously just been too long. So now here I am going. And I'm just hoping that on Sunday when I fly back, I keep it cool. Keep it cool.
You probably won't. I hope they do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hope they don't freak out and get mad or sick. Because you won't. You'll be super emotional. But yeah. I'm okay with you being emotional. It's them.
Yeah, I'm just glad they have each other. Like, my daughter, I think, will come from... I've already kind of pictured different scenarios in my head, and I picture him kind of crying and freaking out, but her comforting him. And that's cool, because they're like brother and sister.
So Amy's been in the adoption process for 4.5 years, and she does not have her kids. She started... They tried to have babies. For some reason, they haven't been able to have babies. You know how to, right? I mean, yeah. Okay, just making sure. Sometimes you don't know.
Yeah.
I can show you a video.
Okay.
Then, after that, they tried to adopt domestically, but they kept moving. Her husband, military, was getting moved. And so, if you don't live in the same house, much less the same city,
yeah, your home
you
study,
have to reset every time.
Yeah, lots of stuff gets reset.
Then Amy went on a mission trip to Haiti and met these kids, and she was like, I think these are my kids. And now she knows her kids 4.5 years later.
Yeah,
she still
older.
Doesn't have them.
Mm-hmm. My daughter's 10, son's 7.
We've asked everybody with any sort of pull, fame, notoriety, if you have watched a Sean Penn movie. We've asked everybody to help. And for some reason, we just haven't been able to find the right person. Amy's been working with Senator Corker's office.
Yeah, you may have seen him in the news lately.
Yeah, little Bob Corker, what they call him.
He's got a little... Twitter Trump, battle with Donald Trump.
Trump gave him a nickname, Lil Bob Corker.
Hey, I don't really care. Anybody can help with getting our kids. This is talking about getting orphans home in our house.
How about this? I put a challenge out. Who can do it first, Trump or Corker?
Oh.
Yeah.
Gauntlet dropped.
That's right. Now let's see. That's how you do
That's
it.
That's a really good
All you
challenge.
Do is put two dudes against each other for any challenge whatsoever.
Yeah.
Make things happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well...
That'd be amazing.
Good luck. I know we're here the rest of the week, but I've been thinking about you.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about those kids.
I know. I love them.
And thinking about it. I don't want them to freak out.
Yeah, they'll be good. We'll make sure all weekend long we just have the most fun, lots of hugs, and explain that we will be back soon, very soon, because now there's a Trump Corker challenge.
Hashtag Trump Corker challenge. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I don't know if this is going to come as a shock to you guys, but researchers have found that women are kinder and more generous than men.
Duh.
But you want to know why?
I'm thinking about this for a second. You know, I don't know. Listen, I think guys are just scared to show it.
Ooh.
Like it's a vulnerability thing. I'm just trying to think of why. I think that's it. It's a vulnerability thing.
So we have it in us.
Yeah, I do think that. But why does that piece of paper say it?
Well, the researchers found that women experience a higher level of dopamine in their brains when they do something selfless, so they do it more often.
So that would be selfish because you're trying to find the dopamine.
that's
like on Friends.
No, it's involuntary.
Whenever
the dopamine release.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, what do I know? I was just trying to think of why.
Yeah,
and I think we're at times a bit afraid of being kind or extra kind because, well, that's weird.
It's not manly.
Yeah.
I'm not kind, I'm manly.
And for the record, I feel like everyone in this room is kind. All the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Try to be.
Today
and
or...
Humble and kind. That's right. Hit the old daily double there, yeah. What else?
Okay, so according to a new survey, people said if they could eat one food for the rest of their lives...
Oh, it's pizza by people.
Pizza.
It's people pick pizza. There's no
Why
way it's not pizza.
Why are you ruining my findings?
Oh, I don't know what I'm guessing.
I took a survey.
You didn't take your app. You read that pizza. What's the answer?
It's pizza.
Of course. Yeah.
So really, if you had one food for the rest of your life, you would choose pizza?
Yes.
Really?
Pound for pound, pizza is just the best.
Yeah. Thin crust or thick?
It's not even my favorite food.
But you'd pick it.
But if I had to have one meal... Because my favorite food is chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes and white gravy and corn with fried okra.
Wow.
Like, that's my favorite meal. Bobby, you're being put to death for a crime you didn't commit, but you have to pick a last meal. That's the meal I'm taking. Yeah, because I didn't commit
it. Of course, I've
been framed.
It wasn't me.
I've been framed. So that's my meal, but pizza over time.
For the rest of your life.
That would take a while to get to you, that joke?
Yeah. Framed.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so if you've ever had too much coffee, here's what you need to do. Because sometimes coffee's great, but sometimes you drink too much and you feel a little wired and crazy and you just need to like tone it down a little bit. I have the perfect combo.
Hit me.
You need to drink a little water and eat a banana.
Did you know that if you're drunk or hungover or either one of them, coffee actually does nothing to you? You know, it's a thing like, hey, drink coffee.
Yeah, this guy's drunk. Give him some coffee.
It does nothing to you.
Like, really? Nothing?
It's false. Yeah. I mean, what? It makes you want to pee. It makes you get it. I mean, the coffee would do. But yeah, it does nothing to reverse.
Hmm. Oh, I thought that you were supposed to like give coffee to someone that
they say that in the movies and stuff.
Yes,
maybe
gotta be real.
They just need water and a banana.
Maybe so. Yep.
Maybe that's it.
That was my nickname at college, by the way. Water and a banana.
Okay.
What?
Oh boy.
Whatever.
I don't even. That one doesn't even apply.
Yes, it does, Amy.
Oh, it does.
It does.
No, it
Go
doesn't.
Ahead.
McDonald's is testing out a vegan burger called the McVegan.
You know, here's the thing about everybody getting healthier. It's making the quality of everything be higher.
Yeah.
So I'm sure this is going to be for vegans that go to McDonald's. Maybe you have kids and you're
there. It's an option, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, usually you can't get anything.
Yeah.
It's something. And I bet you it's going to be like done pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Well, currently McDonald's is only offering the McVegan in Finland, but it could make its way here. We'll see. I'm Amy and that's my pile.
I have a closer.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
They have this thing, by the way, not a commercial. It's called 23andMe. 23andMe?
Hey,
yes.
DNA?
Morgan. Yeah, Morgan number one.
Yay.
23andMe.
That's correct.
Okay, so you spit into it, it's a saliva thing, and it sends you back like where your heritage is. And I'm just going to tell you what happened. I was having some dinner meal, and someone's like, hey, I did this, and I met my brother. And I was like, what?
Like a brother
they didn't know they had a brother.
Oh,
wow.
And I have the kit because I ordered one.
There it is.
Not a commercial. I've been paid $0. I want everybody to know that right now. I haven't even opened it yet. It says, welcome to you. It says health and ancestry. So what it does, from what I know, is it tells you like where you come from, like your countries. And it tells you, I guess, your family, even what diseases that you are
prone to.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Which could be good because you know what to look out for and how to better care for yourself.
Yeah. So, I haven't opened it, but one step-by-step instructions, one saliva collection tube and cap, one return bag, one prepaid return label. So, I'm going to do it.
Well, let's do that. Open
I don't
up and
know
spit.
Where I'm from. Open up and spit.
Yeah, spit
yeah,
the
dude.
Spit
if you had any
cup.
Guesses, what would you think? Like
where I come from?
Yeah.
China?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
No, I see that.
I have no idea, dude. I have no idea.
Like
I'm like China and Mexico probably.
You really have like zero like none your like
nothing. Like your grandma never told
like
you
Ireland.
Nothing. Guys, I don't know. I have no idea. My real dad wasn't around. I never had a conversation with my mom. My grandma raised me, but we didn't talk about that because she died before we had that kind of talk.
Yeah.
My grandfather was, none of them were alive.
Wow.
So it wasn't that I was just totally neglected. It's just I was somewhat neglected and then just everybody died before I got old enough to ask questions.
This is going
to
be cool.
Yeah.
Like that's going to be so interesting to see all that.
How long does it take to get back?
I don't know. I haven't even opened the box yet.
Well, spit.
Okay, we're done. Send it.
There it is.
That part's all very interesting. I think the part you're going to freak out about is like what your predisposition to.
Yeah. Maybe nothing because I feel kind of like a superhero sometimes.
Yeah, you are.
Like when I watch myself box on Instagram.
Okay.
Oh, all of a sudden, Bobby starts doing all these weird things to like.
No,
it says he's
from you. I'm not listening to crap from you.
What? What is that?
Someone who starts doing all these weird things.
Yeah, you are.
Amy, you're the queen of weird things.
Do you see how these two turn like
Hold
that?
On, Let's just go
yeah,
for example.
Yeah, your little peanut
Amy.
Gallery.
No, you went to a woman and she had you hold a bottle, and if she could pull your fingers apart, you needed to take that medicine.
Yeah, I know
that
a lot
ridiculous.
Of people that have done that.
Yeah. I'm saying you go to weird places and you get those things in your butt all the time.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Excuse
yeah.
me?
All the time. And hello, every girl I know goes.
To where?
It's called a colonic.
Okay.
My wife has never been to a colonic.
She has a standing 3 p.m. every day.
Whatever. And that was when I first went, when I was trying to get pregnant because I read a book that told me.
Okay, you first went and you're still going. Don't throw that on me.
But when I first went, that's why. And that's also when I got the acupuncture. And when I quit using dryer sheets. Yep. And
you're naming everything we're talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah. I got rid of my microwave.
Started listening to Alex Jones. Like, all that stuff happened at the same time.
I don't listen to Alex Jones.
That's the one she gets offended at.
It's not true.
All right, Ray's News is coming up.
Rude.
I'm going to do this, though. I don't know how long it takes. 23andMe. Oh, boy. Bobby Bones Show. All right, thank you for hanging with us on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. If you want to see some of those clips from the Bluebird last night, it was really cool. I felt like today's show was solid B+. Okay. Yeah?
I'll take it.
Yeah. Good.
Anything you took away from today's show, Lunchbox?
That I'm awesome and that Amy and Eddie are just fake. They don't tell you the truth.
Whatever.
Oh, so they're fake news?
Oh, sorry.
They are fake news.
So what happened was earlier in the show, we were talking about in-laws and what annoys you about your in-laws, and both Amy and Eddie goes, nothing. They're best.
I never said that. I said mine are the best.
Yeah, for sure.
And Amy didn't give an answer either, so...
Yeah, I have pretty great in-laws, not going to lie.
Pretty great.
That means it's something. Yeah.
But, oh, my goodness. Yep,
thank you, Lunchbox. Amy, what'd you take away from the show today?
I took away that Bobby's awesome. I've watched his Instagram of John Party singing Heartache on the Dance Floor like 50 times.
But I didn't do anything except film it, so I'm not awesome. I just pushed.
No, you're great at camera work.
Whatever. I'll take it. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Okay, we're going to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for being here as part of Wednesday's show. Listen to the whole show back. The podcast is up. You can go to iTunes and search Bobby Bones Show or iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on demand. We appreciate you being here. Come on. Get your Bobby Bones on.